From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. Ahead, new plays and live comedy in the movie theater. First, took a few tries, but North Texas finally got a dreamy layer of snow this morning to top that wintry mix. Most places saw 2 to 5 inches. In fact, the most to fall in North Texas for 5 years. That's according to the Dallas Morning News. A winter storm warning remains in effect across North Texas until noon today. Roads are still potentially icy and dangerous. Here's Jesse Moore with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
Driving out this morning, we would suggest that you slow down and exercise extreme caution because there's snow, and then underneath the snow, there's a little bit of ice as well, and that will make driving hazardous. So just slow down, allow plenty of space between you and other vehicles, and hey, if you can avoid it, just stay home for a little while and wait until the sun comes out and manages to melt some of this snow and ice.
275 flights have been canceled at DFW Airport so far, and crews are working to prevent any more stalls. Spokesman David Magana says a storm dumped more than 3 inches of snow there, but the airport remained open. Magana says as many as 600 travelers were stranded overnight at terminals. New plays by local writers are being staged all over North Texas this month in competitions and festivals. Jerome Weeks asks what happens next for those playwrights.
In the comedy Lather, Rinse, Repeat, playwright Ante Bilgate puts a middle-aged gay man named Drew through a series of speed dates. Each time a date goes horribly wrong, Drew hits a loud buzzer. On this date, Drew meets a handsome fellow who says his previous dying lover made him promise never to be with another man.
About this promise, how much latitude do we have here? I mean, can we make out a little bit?
I'm afraid not.
We're at Tico Theatricals, the African-American company in Oak Cliff. This is the theater's annual new play competition. 6 finalists compete for a $1,000 prize decided by audience votes. But despite the whole American Idol setup, the competition isn't exactly cutthroat. Buster Spiller is one of the playwrights.
The competition is in the name, but for me, it has never been about the $1,000 prize. For me, if I didn't have this competition, there would be no showcase for my writing.
In fact, over the years, some of the playwrights have even acted in or directed their competitors' plays. Ante Bilgate, the author of Lather, Rinse, Repeat.
We've kind of become a community. We support each other, and we are very much a nurturing community of artists.
In North Texas, new play showcases practically pop up every other month. In January, Stage West held its annual new play readings. In May, Kitchen Dog Theater will present its New Works Festival. And this week, Water Tower Theater opens its Out of the Loop Fringe Festival. Out of the Loop presents cabaret acts, puppet shows, improv comedy, dance companies, and new works by local writers, like The Spark by Kelsey Irvy. A father sparks his young daughter's imagination with bedtime stories.
Where should we go tonight?
Somewhere new.
Okay.
And exciting.
Okay.
And scary. Well, not too scary.
Okay. New and exciting and not too scary.
Festivals allow writers to learn their craft in front of an audience. But with all these festivals and contests giving local playwrights that chance, are any of them actually getting somewhere? Does anyone ever graduate from the festival circuit? Kelsey Irvy.
The Fringe Festival has actually produced a number of plays that have gone on to have new life. So I think it definitely can serve as an incubator, and then, you know, the hope is that it will launch elsewhere.
She cites Thomas Ward's comedy, International Falls, which debuted at Out of the Loop 3 years ago. It's currently on at Stage West. Other people point to Jonathan Norton. The young writer entered Tico Theatricals' new play competition several times. Now his newest drama, Mississippi Goddam, is on stage at the South Dallas Cultural Center. But Norton says these are still little steps.
Our biggest challenge here is not necessarily making the work happen. It's pushing the work beyond Dallas.
Irvy agrees, and it's not an issue just in North Texas.
It's easy to submit to festivals. That's always what you're looking for as an emerging playwright. It's hard to get someone to take notice of you at a large regional theater company that's reading scripts daily.
Irvy says in this case, unfortunately, it's still true about theater. Personal connections matter. But it's also true, she says, it's about whether theater companies will take a risk on a local playwright. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
If you want to plan around play festivals and competitions coming up in North Texas, consult our roundup at artandseek.org. Austin's Master Pancake Comedy Troupe entertains moviegoers by skewering films in real time as they play in the theater. This week, we talked to one of the group's comedians ahead of his trip to North Texas Sunday as they aim at an easy target, 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with John Erler from Austin comedy troupe Master Pancake. John, thanks for talking to us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you describe what happens at a Master Pancake screening?
It's a kind of like the idea from Mystery Science Theater 3000. We take a movie and we make fun of it. There's a drinking game that we have, and it's quite a fun experience.
This weekend, you're performing alongside 50 Shades of Grey, which seems like a good fit for this sort of thing, but what are you looking for in a film that you perform with?
Well, I mean, 50 Shades of Grey really is perfect for us. In the old days when we started about 15 years ago, we would wait 30 or 40 years before doing a movie. So, you know, we used to make fun of movies like Top Gun. And then when the Twilight movies started coming out, we started jumping on the bandwagon a little bit faster, just because there was such a demand to do those movies and they were so perfect for us. So we'd wait about a year or two to make fun of those movies. But with 50 Shades of Grey, this is really the first time that we're actually making fun of the movie while it's still in its first run. Basically, we started mocking 50 Shades of Grey in its second week of release. And pretty soon, if the trend keeps continuing, we'll be making fun of movies actually before they come out. So look for that pretty soon. We're going to be precogging movies somehow.
What was it about 50 Shades of Grey that made it to where you just could not wait?
I mean, it was the perfect storm of terribleness for us, really. There were so many aspects. And the books are perfect because the fact that it's based on Twilight is perfect for us, because we've made fun of all the Twilight movies, and those are some of our fastest-selling shows. And then whenever you have sex involved, it just kind of ups the ante.
So I would guess that, like Mystery Science Theater, the worse the movie, the riper the possibilities for comedy.
That is generally true. And in this case, in the case of 50 Shades of Grey, that's certainly the case. Every now and then we do a movie that's actually pretty good. For instance, I love The Matrix, but we've made fun of The Matrix. I mean, The Matrix is great because it's a good movie with a terrible lead actor. You know, even while you're making fun of the acting and some of the more over-the-top elements of the story, you can actually enjoy the movie while you're watching it.
How do you determine when to let a movie's awfulness speak for itself and when to ply your craft on stage?
I mean, there are movies that will never do for that reason. I mean, The Room is a great case in point. There's nothing that you have to do to make The Room any better than it already is, and so I think we'll probably never do that one.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with perfection, right?
No, you really don't.
Thanks for joining us, John.
Sure thing.
All right, thanks, John.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Find out how to attend Sunday's performance at artandseek.org. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the listening area until noon today. Otherwise, this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 37. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low near 24. And tomorrow should be sunny and slightly warmer with a high near 47. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 28. It's currently 25 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 27 in Tyler, and 23 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.